Hello, everybody, and welcome to the long-anticipated, long-awaited Episode 7 of Japan Time. I am your host, Raj DeLuigi, and I am joined this week by, same as always, Triforce of Awesome, Shofu, Zeph, and Ricky Cocaine.
Ricky, go get!
There we go. I was like, you're off cue, man. Wait for it. Like,
I was reading something.
Oh, my gosh.
I was reading an email.
Oh, my God. And then, in addition to the same Triforce of Awesome, we're also bringing back, I don't know why we're bringing him back, it's not special. We're bringing him back. We're bringing back Coast. So welcome to the show again, Coast.
Ooh. All right, I guess I'll just leave.
Cool. Go ahead. All right. So we're going to jump right into it. As you guys who are listening probably know, I mean, there has not been a lot of information these past 2 weeks. So, I mean, even though we delayed the show because we were doing stuff, Shofu was at PAX, Ricky was out of commission because of something, we ended up delaying the show and waiting 2 days, and we were hoping, because of that Pokemon Direct that was shown this morning, I don't know when you guys are hearing this, but this was Wednesday, September 4th, and there was a Pokemon Direct. We were expecting there to be a Pokemon Smash Brothers related announcement. That didn't happen, so there's been some cool stuff, some new stages, a couple small minor details, but there really has not been a lot, so let's just jump right into the pictures. So. Nice. Good. We should use that as a segue. That was really good. So, all right, let's start with August 19th. It's a picture of Luigi versus Mega Man. And I guess the only thing that's notable about this picture is that Luigi catches Mega Man's Metal Blade. But Sakurai mentioned that during the developer direct, so not a big deal. But here we go. August 20th. So last episode, we were talking about a question that someone asked about Other M and there being an Other M stage. And I said I don't think there'd be one unless it was the Ridley battle, because the Ridley battle was really the only thing memorable about the game. And then sure enough, the flood of tweets came in from Ricky and from everybody else on the morning of August 20th. And sure enough, we get the Pyrosphere, the Ridley battle, and that's the stage. So, yeah, what do you guys think of this?
Let me take a gander.
It's
all right. Zeph, man.
Wait, what'd you say, Zeph?
Zeph's so unenthusiastic.
It's all right, I guess.
It looks pretty. If there's no stage hazard, you just said there would be, but.
Yeah, well, the only stage hazard that it seems to be, because he mentioned it in the Miiverse posting, he wrote next to the Pyrosphere from Other M thing, Sakurai wrote specifically, and I quote, "An enemy from Samus's past may appear at any second. And considering the fact that this is the exact area only seen in Other M when you fight Ridley, whoo! Was I happy? Ridley is a stage hazard. There you go. And then people are saying, oh no, this quote should like be taken a different way. He's actually saying Ridley's going to be introduced soon. No. Because if you look, I know, people are stupid. But if you look in the background of this stage, clearly in the background of this screenshot, and it's shown again later, I'll bring it up when it's shown again later, there's a big hole in the background of the wall where clearly Ridley's going to fly in, do some stuff, and then fly back out.
All right. What if he's like the robot in the Metal Gear Solid stage from Bro?
He's standing right there.
You mean like in the background?
He's right there.
What are you talking about?
Do you see the eye?
Oh no, I didn't see that. I don't even see an eye now. What are you talking? I still don't see
that orange dot in the hole.
Oh, that I don't think that's his eye. I think that's just the weird lighting.
I don't even see the hole.
What?
I don't even see the stage.
Hold on, let me, like... if I could open this in another tab image here, like...
All right, while Zeph is trying to open up that image, I think the important thing is, because a lot of people are still saying, like, Ridley's too big, he's a stage hazard now, but the important thing that I'm going to point out now, because we might not get to it with the later pictures, is in the pictures of the Pyrosphere, it looks like the platforms, which it seems to be the case for a lot of these new stages, aren't in the same position. So they probably move, and one thing that I saw someone bring up on Twitter is that maybe Ridley isn't like a stage hazard that really fights you. The only thing he might do is he might come onto the stage and switch where the platforms are, which I think could be okay, so long as the platforms aren't like grabbable ledges and things like that.
It's just a piece of fire. It's nothing.
You mean in the background? You thought it was yeah. So, all right, so there you guys go. Ridley's deconfirmed. I'm happy. I know the rest of the cast doesn't really care. Ridley's sort of an apathetic statement, but whatever. All right. Oh, we did get something good. Next day, August 21st. So this is the very first picture of the villager and the Wii Fit Trainer on 3DS. So thank goodness. Now people can like be quiet about the fact that the roster is different or roster's the same or whatever. It's clearly the same. Sakurai's mentioned it's been the same before. Now we have clear proof of it.
People just think he lies to everybody. Like
I think people just want to believe what they want to believe. I don't.
People just like talking.
Probably. But this also, if you look closely at the picture, and I think he brought this up on the Miiverse post, it's that outlines of the characters can be made thinner or can disappear completely.
Yes.
So yeah, in that first trailer, he mentioned that there some characters have like those big black outlines around them. And now it's pretty clear that you could take him off if you hate that look of the game. You just sort of want to make it look like Brawl or like Melee or something again, which is good.
They looked photoshopped in.
The lines?
They look so stupid.
Yeah. I mean, so that's why you can turn them off, right?
No, I mean, just those two specifically just don't look like they're actually there.
Someone pointed out the Wii Fit trainer's foot looks kind of weird in that picture.
She's not standing on her shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. At least the roster's the same. That's all I care about. So the next picture was 822. This was the Wii Fit trainer using a soccer ball headbutt move. So we've seen this before.
Let's get this out of the way right now. That's an air dodge.
So that's an air dodge.
Yeah. See how they're both like white?
So that's, I've heard people say that, but I wasn't sure because of the soccer ball in the air. What do you think the soccer ball is? She just summons it or something?
It's just, no, it's probably just an item and they're posing.
No, but the, wait, oh, you think so?
It's probably just the item spawning in, and then they just both jumped and air dodged. Because those are invincibility frames on Pit and Wii Fit Trainer, where they flash white.
The thing on Miiverse quotes
Wii Fit Trainer better. Yeah.
This lethal move is based off of one of the Wii Fit Balance games. So we'll it's a move.
I think it's an air dodge, and he's just.
He's just lying.
This is the situation people are talking about. Like he says something, and then people are like, "No, he's lying."
No, I'm not saying he's lying. He's hyping up the picture.
Yeah, I mean, he could have very well. It might be like a B side or a special move or something.
Pretty sure she
might have kicked it in the air, and then the way she kicked it in the air or something, she had the time to air dodge, and he took the picture because it might look cool. I could see that
air dodge animation from Brawl, just a little different.
Not Pit, I mean Wii Fit Trainers.
No, I'm just saying, because
they're
probably both air dodging.
All right, so for 823, which is the next picture, we got the first good look at what you're going to fight on in the Pilot Wing stage. So last episode, Zeph was like, Pilot Wing stage will be great if there's not a stage hazard. It'll be good. And now it looks like it's basically Poke Floats with planes. So there's two planes in this picture. You guys are seeing it right now if you're watching the video podcast version. If you're listening to the audio, basically there's one biplane on top of another biplane, and I guess Pikachu and Fox jump off the other one onto the other one that's flying underneath it. So I'm assuming the planes are moving at different, you know, at different levels, and they're not going to be staying the same. You were talking even, I think, last week, Zeph, you mentioned something about maybe the planes do like flips or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this kind of looks like that. It looks like one of them is doing a barrel roll or something, and the characters are falling off of the other plane. I
probably won't play on this stage, but it's the first time I'm going to call a Smash Brothers picture beautiful.
Yeah, it definitely looks good. This showcases like how nice the Wii U version looks. And I mean, Ricky, you said, I think last week, you mentioned about the Poke Float stage and how you wanted another one kind of too, right?
Yeah, so like having something that's, I don't know, a nice little successor to it. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
It definitely looks like it's going to be, you know, one of those stages that you go just for fun.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like a hated stage just because the planes are flipping. Like, I don't think it's going to become something people don't like. But yeah, I think it'll just be one you go to for fun. So, didn't you say you saw something extra in this picture or something though?
No, you shut up.
Okay, that's for a later picture.
You keep going.
I'll keep going. I'll mention it then.
And then right. I'll bring it up.
All right. So, on August 26th, we get a picture of the villager touching Luigi's nose. Okay. August 27th.
Wait, hold on.
Yo, this one was the most packed with.
Wait, no, I just have a question.
You just skimmed over it.
I have a question.
Okay.
Why is part of Luigi's hat on his hair?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
it's a leaf blade, because this one has little particle effects floating through it. You can see the little leaf over there too.
He didn't. He didn't use his tree. I guess so. Yeah.
No. It's not part of the tree move. The leaf blade that's flying through the air is actually part of Battlefield. Oh, you can see him in the developer direct. They say that the wind blows and leaf blades fly through the air.
Yeah, that's just really bad timing.
Yeah, it is. It's weird the way he took the picture. Yeah. Okay, but that's really all you wanted to talk about for that picture, right? There's really nothing else.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing.
All right. Just being sure. Okay. So on the 27th, then we got a picture of the reset bomb going off in the background of the Uprising stage. People, again, were like acting weird about this, about how maybe it's like some weird pulled out image of the actual stage. But no, I think this is just in the background.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, because we've seen the stage previously, and the area that's getting blown up is actually just in the background the last time we saw the stage. So what I'm assuming is that the reset bomb is going to go off. You'll see the explosion in the background, and then when the explosion gets big enough to actually hit the stage, the only thing that'll really change is the stage will transform its look into that pink, the pink like leaves and whatever it was in that picture we saw last week. So, I don't think it's gonna like kill people though. I don't think it's gonna be like a lava hazard or something like that. Yeah.
So I didn't get my wish about this being like a nuclear bomb or anything.
No, I don't think this is gonna.
It's doing the opposite. It's restoring nature.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I mean, it does kill the people in the game, but it's restoring nature to the stage, yeah.
Okay.
So you can kind of win knowing that it's kind of a nuke. So,
so it is actually killing people? Like,
yeah, I mean, in the background, it's killing down there? People. Yeah, all the people that are, like, warring in the background, it's killing. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Sadist over here. So the next picture is 828, and this is a close-up of Woohoo Island again. Is this, I'm assuming, what you wanted to talk about, Ricky?
I mean, like, you can see it in all sorts of different spots, like that little boat, the cruise boat, right in front of it, towards the right, there's a little yellow circle, and all the way on the left, right under the lighthouse, around that hole, there's a little circle, and those are just, the little rendezvous points, waypoints.
Like the flight wings? I mean the flight wings. What am I talking about? The rings.
Yeah, the rings that you usually fly through. Okay. So it's probably going to be, the path the plane goes in as it's flying around the Woohoo Island or whatnot. I'm not sure if it's going to land.
I don't think it's going to land, but I think it would make sense. Oh, no, actually, we've seen the plane taking off, haven't we?
I thought it was coming. It was coming down.
Well, it might be coming down.
Yeah. It's not coming down because the picture caption for the one that we saw earlier was takeoff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, that makes sense, especially if there's rings in the background. I didn't see that. That's why I asked you to bring it up, because when you mentioned it, I was like, whoa, that's something I saw. But in the actual game, Pilot Wings, in the original SNES Pilot Wings, and actually in all the Pilot Wings games, when you're flying in a biplane, when you take off, you have to follow like those rings in the air and fly through them to basically judge like how well you're flying. So it would make sense that that would be the path that the planes are flying on. So, yeah, it's probably just, we talked about this last week too, but it seems like it just goes on a flight path. Maybe it connects with another plane. It probably lands and then does the whole like circle over again. So, I mean, this, like you said, Zeph, the stage looks beautiful. So, and I'm not complaining. All right, so August 29th. It was a picture of Link versus Kirby in Pyrosphere, which is the Ridley stage. And people were pointing out that the slash animation looks new. So it is new. It's like blue. It looks inspired by Skyward Sword. I don't think it's a new attack, though. I think it's just a new animation.
It's like it's a forward tilt.
Yeah,
it is. Hopefully the sword glows in this game aren't messed up like in Brawl. Mm-hmm. In Brawl, the sword glows would randomly stop following Marth and Link's sword.
Really?
Just look awkward.
I was never even aware of that.
Yeah, they made a code, I think, specifically in Project M to fix that.
Cool. All right, well, I don't think there's really much else there, because the other Pyrosphere thing I was going to point out is in a couple days. So the last picture of the last 2 weeks was Mega Man versus Samus in Arena Faroe, which is the level, the Fire Emblem level on the 3DS. And they mentioned on the Miiverse thing, this is stuff we already know, but it's just a recap, Mega Man's charge is a smash, whereas Samus's is a special. So he mentioned that in the developer direct about how Mega Man's charge shot is a smash and not his special, which I think we all talked about in the show is probably his Metal Blade.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's all you could really need to talk about. All right, so like I said, there wasn't a lot of news those past 2 weeks in pictures, but there were three more pictures since we were going to record, so I'll bring those up too because not a lot has happened, and that way we won't have to take up time next episode to do it. So on September 2nd, we got a picture of Donkey Kong attacking the Mario Brothers, and specifically his little Miiverse post about this said, Donkey Kong in the current build of the game is super strong, but we'll be looking at battle records when battling out the when balancing out the characters, so nobody knows how he'll really turn out in the end.
If they balance the game like this, I actually have no hope for it.
What do you mean?
By looking at the character records?
I think he means character records in development. I don't think he means like people. I think he means like as they're playing the game.
You know how in Brawl there was that character records thing where it would show most kills and most damage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he meant. And if it's balanced like that, then I'm just not gonna play it.
It's too much.
I think that was a weird translation because I don't think that's what he meant.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, I don't think so. The thing I was gonna take out of this picture though is this secondary confirms, even though we already saw it before, that Ridley is a stage hazard again. As you can see in the background of the stage.
Hole.
Yeah, there's two holes now. So there's a hole underneath Donkey Kong's right arm that was seen in the original picture of the stage, the one there Zeph said there was like fire in the background or something. And now in this picture, there's a second hole, which means that something is going to break that hole, and I'm assuming Ridley's going to fly out of the one that was already open in that first picture we saw and then make a second one when he leaves the stage. So, because that hole is not there in that original picture. So,
well, it's like if you look at the original picture, the first one when the stage was revealed, I don't know, I feel like it's a lower angle. It cuts off right before you would see if there's a hole above it.
I mean, maybe. You might be right. Maybe it could be. It's just in the actual game in Other M during that fight. I think I showed the video of that like to you a couple weeks ago, but the one where Ridley is being fought, Ridley leaves the arena by crashing through the wall. So the way the wall looks exactly the same as in the stage too. So
it would be cool if he just flew around the stage and didn't do anything.
I would like that. Yeah, I think all of us would like that.
Did you think
what
was that giant lizard thing that was in Brinstar?
Kraid?
Yeah, okay. So was that intrusive?
All he did was flip the stage.
So like if Ridley does that, is that doing too much?
No, I mean, no.
It'd be cool if he, like, activated the platform so they moved around or something.
I think that's what it is, too, because you can clearly see the platforms are in different areas. I think that's what it is that he switches the platforms or something. I don't think, because it doesn't happen in the game, I don't think he, like, flips like the Parasite Queen did in Brawl. And I'm happy. I'm so, so happy that even though this is, like, a lava stage, even though it takes place in the Pyrosphere, that there isn't, or at least there doesn't appear to be rising lava. Because we've had rising lava Metroid stages since the original game.
It's going to come from the ceiling this time.
Oh, God. How bad would that be? Don't do that. Sakurai, please. I beg of you. Don't do that.
Now that you begged him.
Yeah.
That's how he gets off.
So, September 3rd, we got a picture of the villagers' recovery, which is the balloon fight thing.
Well,
so,
this picture here tells me villagers' recovery is shit.
Why? Because you could shoot down the balloons.
Yeah, there are attacks where the hitbox stays out long, like Fox's neutral air. So I could just jump off, press A, pop both balloons, and jump back up.
Do you think? I think it'll probably be like a couple of Fox's things shoot the balloon. I don't think if you shoot the balloon with one Fox blaster.
No, I mean his neutral air.
Oh,
something.
Oh, maybe. Well, I guess that could
you don't
that
think
could
like he gets a
neutral.
Like a couple seconds of invisibility once one of them gets popped.
If it's like snakes up air or up B, it'd be good. But
yeah, I mean, maybe it will be. We can't tell from the picture, but I mean, he points out that the balloons can pop right in the Miiverse thing, like right in the picture, and you could see it in the picture too. So I don't know.
I think it's gonna be like.
It doesn't say that he specifically said they can be popped one at a time. Do you think they can be popped at the same time?
No. So someone on Twitter asked, like, if Link pulls back his arrow and shoots like a full charge arrow, would it go through both? And
Stop. It'll stop at the first one, but I'm thinking moves like aerials will just pop both at the same time.
Yeah, I think, like you said, I think Fox is Mike because he does that first kick, it breaks the first one, does the second kick, breaks the second one, and then Villagers.
And then he does like five more.
You know.
Or, I mean, just moves with big hitboxes like Donkey Kong's back air could hit both from above.
And, I mean, Donkey Kong's getting a buff now, too, so there you go.
So, like, you just employ a strategy for recovery the same way you do with, like, Ness. You know, you'd probably be smart about it because you could always mess up Ness's recovery by going after his PK Thunder
thing. That takes extreme timing, though.
Hello? All
right, who's...
That was the phone, around. Sorry.
Who has a 1960s house phone?
That's my house, for sure.
I just think it's going to be exactly like how Ness is. He's going to have, well, not Ness, I guess, because he's bad in every game. I don't know who to compare it to, but I'm going to get destroyed for that. But
I
whatever. Know,
I was just going to say, like, it's happening again.
I don't even care what YouTube children have to say, but... It's going to be like he's going to have a really good onstage game and his offstage game is just going to be terrible to make up for it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think the other thing about this, too, someone was pointing out like his recovery is bad. And obviously we're talking about it, but it's not as bad as like a Tether recovery. Like there's good characters. Look at Olimar. Olimar's top tier. I know you guys hate him, but like he's top tier and his only recovery, really his only good recovery option other than his forwards are his Tether. So, I mean, there's characters with worse, you know, off the stage aerial fights stuff. So I don't know. I don't think he's going to be terrible. And I think he'll find some other way around it. And I think people are just going to use his other moves to get back on the stage too. Like we don't know his full moveset. So maybe some of his moves give him momentum or something like that. So I don't know. And then the last picture, which was September 4th, was Mega Man sliding under Pit's arrow. So that was today. We were expecting, like I said, a picture or reveal of a Pokemon character because of that Pokemon Direct. So, oh well. Especially because we got Mega Charizard today on the Pokemon Direct. Like, what the heck? No Mega Charizard? Mega Blast?
So that's is that Mega Man's dash attack or down B?
I think that's his down A.
Down? That'd be his, you think his that's down his down tilt? Tilt?
I do, or? No, I think that's
oh, yeah,
his
down,
down A. I don't yeah, think yeah, it's yeah. his down tilt. I think it's his down A.
Like smash attack?
No. I think it's like... I guess it would be a tilt, but I'm not talking about tilt because you can angle your tilts. I mean, it's not like
no an any non smash attack where you hold the direction and press A is it's called a tilt.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I mean, he's directly down because that's how it works. That's what I mean. Yeah,
I mean if it's spammable like how it is in the actual Mega Man games, that move's gay.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's gonna be good though. I think it gives him a good option too with like just spacing and stuff like that because all the stuff with Mega Man so far he only has range moves really, right?
Yeah.
So
it's like a pseudo wave dash.
What if that's his dash attack?
All right, our voices can't do polymerization.
For that to be his dash attack. Down tilt.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really. I don't think it's his. Oh no, it's not his dash. Actually, I know for a fact it's not his dash because you see in the developer direct his dash attack is that top move. Where he does the spinning thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not his dash. So it's probably, like you said, his down tilt.
That's that.
Yeah, so I think that's it in terms of the screenshot stuff. Like I said, there wasn't really a lot this week. Shofu, do you want to talk about the Pokemon stuff that was announced today? And maybe we could, like, speculate more or something like that? Like, we don't have to talk about it a lot because it wasn't, no. like... What would you say?
What? Wait, what's going on?
We're talking about the Pokemon
Direct. Hey, where are we? I don't even know.
No, this isn't on the. This isn't on the show notes. You're following the script right now. No. This is just off the cuff. Like, do you want to talk about the Pokemon Direct stuff? And it might be like.
I was just messing around. Yeah.
We can talk. Oh my god.
I have nothing positive to say about the new Pokemon. So just let's show food.
Hello. You don't like the arm cannons, bro? Arm cannons!
Arm cannons!
No.
Listen, arm cannons.
I don't care about that over-designed piece of edgy trash.
Whoa, what is this?
All right, we gotta cut this entire section out.
No, we don't. This is staying in. I can't believe you just said that about... I can understand if you were just looking at the concept art, but dude, Mega Blastoise looks amazing.
You see that stupid chin thing? Oh my god.
I hope you get sniped by a Mega Blastoise from like across the country.
Oh my god! How could you?
And why does he shoot Hydro Pump out of his mouth when he has three cannons? This is a stupid Pokemon.
Howdy do, motherfuckers! It's Weezy, baby niggas bitching, and I gotta tuck the
cannons.
Hello?
He shoots Charizard. Four hydro pumps at you, one out of his mouth and three out of his cannons. What are you talking about?
Hashtag
arm cannons. What
I'm not finished yet. Charizard lost all the gains on his arms and other twigs. And there's spikes everywhere. His wings look like they got ripped up.
Dude, he's straight out of Skyrim. What are you talking about?
He's straight out of
Never lost to itself vain, borderline of a soul. Never lost to itself vain.
What the fuck?
What is happening right now?
What was that?
But yeah.
What the fuck?
Looks like he came from DeviantArt.com. Venusaur looks whatever. I don't care. Just looks like Venus.
They didn't even do anything to Venusaur.
We gotta get in here about Mega Charizard. Tell this man he's wrong.
Wait, what?
Tell him he's wrong. He's wrong about Mega Charizard.
Mega Charizard and Mega Venusaur are whatever, man. They really didn't change enough to be like, oh my god! They didn't change all that much, okay? Now, Mega Blastoise, on the other hand, my man has a cannon on his back and two on his arms.
Tell me why he has Squirtle arms, though.
The video footage, he's still using his mouth.
What? Yeah, you know those cannons don't work. He's trash. He has that stupid pointed chin.
Bro, see, once again, you guys are looking at the wrong things here. Nobody cares about how they look. All that matters is the stats that they come out of the game with, or if they get the win. The win is all that's important here.
That's what I'm saying about Mega Charizard. He's got Drought. He's got upped special attack.
I mean, Charizard's still going to be garbage because of his typing, but I mean, at the same time.
Yeah. What's his? Typing when he Mega Evolved?
Still shit. Don't worry about that. But
still fire flying, yeah.
But I'm gonna say it, about 80% of these evolutions are being pandered to edgy little kids.
Oh my god, what?
Except for like Mawile and Ampharos. I don't know what they did with that. They gave Ampharos a weave.
What's his Zeus there?
Hey, dude, it's a dragon mane. He gets his dragon.
How are they gonna make Ampharos a dragon but not Charizard a dragon? What kind of?
I know bull that is messed that? Up. I agree.
What kind of bull is that? It's a sheep that turned into a dragon. I'm upset. Is this becoming a Pokemon podcast now or what? I can go.
I don't know. Yeah, let's move. I was just bringing it up because of Mega Charizard and we were talking about him and being in the game.
I'm not looking at the comment section.
I know. People are going to be like, why did it go into Pokemon podcast for like 5 minutes? What is this? I'm sorry. When there's new, you guys just got to expect it. Me and Shofu are big Pokemon fans. Obviously, you guys subscribe to Shofu. You know what Shofu does. Pokemon comes out in a month. Hello, we're going to be talking Pokemon. About it, so sorry.
Hey, when Pokemon X and Y comes out, there's not going to be any podcast.
It's just going to be it'll be like Zeph, Ricky, and Coast are just going to be sitting online like, hey, are we doing a podcast? We're going to be in the corner like, oh, no, we're EV training. Get out of here.
I like Pokemon. I think
that Shofu-less podcast is going on.
There you go.
Hey, I was more famous on YouTube for Pokemon than Shofu at one point.
Oh, damn. Impossible!
At one point, I remember you had like 200 subs. I was sitting at a cool 500, and I stopped uploading for 3 years.
not bad at all.
Okay, but let's end this conversation right now with the fact that Shofu makes money doing those Pokemon videos, and you don't.
You motherfucker! Jesus, let me kill this nigga.
Anyway, so let's go into listener questions. Keeping it real here. So, Ricky, I'm actually going to hand over the listener questions to you this week because, first off, thank you guys so much for sending in listening questions. There have been so many good questions sent to that Gmail account. So, and thank you so much again to Ricky, who's basically been answering all of them. So, dude, kudos to you. So, Ricky, what are the Gmail questions of the week? What are the six best?
This is this first question is coming from Roadrunner 25, Daniel Rex.
Okay.
Okay, you're gonna need to bring up the WNUA Sweet Jazz
voice. Your boy just hit 10,000 followers on Twitter. Hey.
I'm talking
for real?
Nah.
Hey, I'm doing the robot right now. You guys can't even see me though.
Shofu, if you keep looking, you're about to go down one. So just wait.
Sorry.
Wait, time out. We're getting off topic. Ricky, what is the question? Give the question again.
Okay, so the very first question was from how should I read these? Because I can't just say their names out loud. I don't, because some
may
of them
may as well expose them.
No, the ones Ricky, the ones I starred, their names, they're fine. They're not
expose them to the elements.
Yeah, they're not the people that asked. I checked. So you go right ahead.
We have Daniel Pessoa. Pessoa?
Okay, what is this question?
It's going to turn into a question.
Oh, my God.
So it says, yo, man. I got to read it in the voice that I imagine they have.
Makes it the all best. Right. Go ahead, man. Be three.
Yo, man. I just want to say thanks so much for making an email to send listener questions. Since people who are kind of dope are asking questions.
Hello? Where did this man go?
Fell under his desk.
Oh my god.
This man dropped through the floor like a Pokemon does when it faints.
You just went to the sixth dimension.
Ricky, are you here?
Hello?
Oh my god. This listener question segment is turning into a mess.
He's outside trying to talk to his computer from outside.
What is going on? Ricky, can you hear us? Turn up your volume, man.
Okay.
He went inside his computer.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, yeah. Continue the question. Just ask the question. Okay.
All right, you're on the other side of the yard again.
Since people who are kind of dope are asking questions, you guys were not really paying attention to YouTube questions. So again, blah, 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 so on and so forth. My real question is, in the podcast episode 6, you guys mentioned that the new characters are likely to get revealed when games of their franchises are released in Japan. We're talking Luigi, Dream Team, Olimar, Pikmin 3, and so forth. My question is, do you think that lowers the possibility of a new Star Fox representative since they aren't getting any new game?
What?
No, not at all.
I don't think so. Well, I don't think it lowers their... But there hasn't been a new game in, like, 5-6 years. There hasn't been a new game since before Brawl.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Other than Star Fox 64, which is a remake. So I don't think it lowers their chances, but at the same time, it's like, do you really think we're getting a fourth Star Fox character? No.
I think they're just going to keep it at the three they have now.
Yeah, Fox, Falco, and Wolf. Maybe if they were going to switch Wolf. I don't want them to anymore, but they might switch Wolf with a different character. They might put in, Crystal or something. I don't want it. You know what? I'm not even going to say it because I feel like if I say it, then it might happen. So let's just say Fox, Falco, and Wolf are staying.
Ricky, what's their name again?
Daniel Pessoa. Right,
I want you to know, Daniel, that I'm coming for you. Don't ever ask that again.
You're speaking to Daniel right now. Okay, well, I understand you guys' sentiment. And a follow-up question is, if not, do you think Crystal has a good chance to make
No.
popular requested character, female, and have a unique moveset using her staff?
Do people really care
what gender the characters are?
I think, actually, this does bring up a good discussion. I do think so, yeah. So I think people would be more inclined to have a character like Palutena from Kid Icarus Uprising than someone like Hades or someone like Magnus, because we don't really have a lot of women in the game.
I don't think
we're going to have Crystal in replacing a Star Fox character.
At the end of the day, does the gender of the character matter?
No.
Okay.
No. Plus, we got Wii Fit Trainer. Wii Fit Trainer's amazing. And she's like one of the best newcomers. So she'll be good.
No, Wii Fit Trainer is fat shaming.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Get your booty in shape.
Now we're going to get turned into, like, feminist frequency, and we're going to have Sarkeesian yell at us. This is terrible. All right. So, Ricky, what's the next question?
Okay. Next question. Bro, where are you?
From being outside.
Are you anywhere near your computer right now? Why are you trying to use Skype all the way across the house? Who does that? This man's in the bathroom. His computer's in his room. He's trying to talk to us from the bathroom.
We're not gonna get through six of these. Can we do like three?
Yeah, let's do three. Ricky, choose like the best three because we're just gonna keep laughing. This is great so far.
Are you kidding?
All right. You know what? Here's what I'm gonna do. While Ricky is sitting outside, going on, I don't know what he's doing. I'm gonna pull it up really quick. See, here's the thing. People were talking last week. They said, man, Roger's talking a lot. This is why. This is why I'm bringing it up.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I am eating my mic, okay, at this point.
Now we can hear you.
This man's working.
Okay. I think I know what happened. I can fix this, but we'll have to take some time.
No, let's just keep going.
But it's fast. I don't know.
The time has passed.
Oh.
All right, so Ricky, what's the next question?
Okay, so the next one is from Alistair Dipper. And his question is, what Mario Kart stages do you think or would like in the next Smash Bros. Game?
What, Mario Kart stages?
Yeah.
I think I answered this question actually on the in the email. The only one I'd want to see if they're going to bring in a Mario Kart stage would be Maple Treeway from the Wii one. If they had to have a Mario Kart stage, because I'm not really a big fan of the one that was in Brawl, and I feel like we have so much Mario stuff already in the game that we don't need more Mario stuff. But
New City.
Yeah, but that's an SNL, though. That's not.
I don't care. What the hell's Mario Kart?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that if there's going to be a Mario Kart stage, I'd really like it to be Maple Treeway, just because I think like the look of that stage, like how everything's autumn and there's a giant Wigglers and stuff, I think it would look great in HD. So I think that would be good. And then I think everyone's thinking about it. Everyone's wanted it. Rainbow Road. I don't know why they didn't do it before.
Ew. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Stop it.
You really don't think Rainbow Road would be good? If you're going to put it in a Mario Kart stage?
What's the one in 64 with the ship, and you go off the ramp and you jump over the ship?
That's Bowser's Castle. I mean,
that's
a Donkey Kong one. It's a Donkey Kong one. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but whatever.
Either that one or the on Double Dash, Daisy's level with the cruiser. Yeah,
that would actually be kind of cool. I would like to see that. I think the time has passed for that though, because it was like in the GameCube Mario Kart. So I don't know.
I want Final Destination.
Shut up.
All right, so
a little Smashville and some Battlefield.
Yeah,
there you go. Smashville with just Mario Karts pummeling through it. You get the gyroid that we took a picture of.
Why would you ruin
a
beautiful stage like that?
That's what I'm saying. The gyroids would be like in the background, and then the Mario Karts would just run over the gyroids, and then they'd say, "Please understand."
All right.
All right, so I'm going to bring up the next question because I mentioned it a couple episodes ago. And I know, Ricky, you wanted to bring this up. And this is from Josh and Rob from the email. And he said, "What's good, crew? My question is this. What's good with Yoshi in this, though? If he gets in, will his design change? Ricky, I love you, brah."
Okay.
So, that's his question.
Ricky, right, go Ricky. Get!
You got to sleep with one eye open.
So basically, this guy just wants to know, what's the deal? Why haven't we seen Yoshi yet?
Because like speculated, hypothesized, and probably accurately deduced.
Determined, deduced, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that he might have Mario on his back, maybe Mario or something. That'd be so cool. I wanna see that actually.
He's being replaced for Goomba.
Well, he's considered as an all-star roster character, right? So
yeah, I mean, he's not going anywhere.
He's bound to come back. I hope he does.
The only other option for this, and I guess this sort of goes along with what people were mentioning earlier about how they line up character reveals with new games, I could see them saving Yoshi until Yoshi's Island DS comes out. I mean, Yoshi's Island 3DS comes out early next year, or when Yarn Yoshi comes out, which will probably be in like March or April. I don't think there's a release date announced for that, but it's probably going to be a spring game because they've been working on it for a while. So I'd assume if they were going to do that, I don't think they'd make Yoshi, you know, I don't think they'd give him a redesign with like Yarn. I don't think they'd do that, but I could see Baby Mario being thrown on his back and them giving him like a whole new Yoshi's Island sort of moveset. I could see them doing that. But yeah, I don't know. Otherwise, I don't really want Yoshi to change. I saw, who was the guy during Evo who like killed it with Yoshi?
I don't really want Yoshi.
You don't want Yoshi? Yoshi's fun, man. No, Yoshi, if you just take the time to play him casually, just laid back.
Yoshi, or I could take the time to play Meta Knight or Fox and actually.
See, what I dream of is a Smash Brothers where every character can be used.
No, there has to be at least one.
Where every character is tournament viable.
Then it wouldn't be Smash Bros. It would be Marvel something else. Captain
It'd be a balanced fighting game?
No, I want my low-tier Yoshi that can't do anything.
Yeah, but at the same time, it is fun when you destroy somebody with somebody who's complete garbage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, whenever I watch AMSA during EVO, I mean, those matches were exciting because of the fact he was using Yoshi against Sheiks and Marths and stuff like that. Like, that's what made that good. So.
But at the same time, he has no chance of winning any tournament.
I guess that's true. Well, no, that's not true. What if AMSA went... Dude, what if AMSA went to, like, a small town tournament where there weren't very many players, he could win?
Seven people.
That's not what I mean. I'm in a tournament where good players go. He's not going to win. Like, I've never seen a low-tier character beat a high-tier character in any Smash Bros. Tournament. That's credible.
Have you checked your dreams?
I'm telling you right now, if Donkey Kong's getting a buff and they're thinking about giving characters buffs, I could see Yoshi getting a buff making him viable, which would be good. I think we all want that.
Hold on. Everybody chill. Okay, Rick, yes. Tell that joke again. Tell that joke again.
Have you checked your dreams?
The production values on the show are just skyrocketing.
How come you have that on just like ready to go? That's what I kill him.
All right, we're moving to the next question. So, next question, I'm just going to read it out because Ricky, it sounds like he's outside again. This is from Greg Minkley, and he says, I have two questions, but pick one only if you have time. So I'm going to do both of them because the second one's funny and the first one I think is a viable question. So the first thing he says, what new mode would you like to see in the new Smash game? For example, we had Target Smash, we had Home Run. I'm not going to read what someone just put in the chat. So we have Target Smash, Home Run Contest, etc. What new modes would you like to see? And Shofu, I forbid you from saying that as the mode. So, what new modes do you guys want to see?
Melee mode.
I was saying that because there's a dog barking outside my room.
Oh, okay.
It's loud.
I thought you were saying that as a new mode. I was like, see, oh, I read it wrong.
What kind of mode is that? Let's have Yoshi bark at some other Smash character.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I want a lightning mode that's not trash.
I don't know.
I know. I have the perfect idea for... Okay, so you know how in like other fighting games you could pick three characters?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, you mean have like one, three characters? Ooh, that'd be raw!
That'd be raw. I would love that, yeah.
That'd be super raw. Yes, there we go, Zed. That's what I like to hear! Everybody give a round of applause.
What is going on?
Play those crickets again.
No, what? Get out of here.
Only people
that
support
crickets.
Zeph had a good... That's a good idea. I think really the tag team thing is great. That's good.
Yeah, that'd be sick, dude.
Yeah.
And you can switch your characters out?
In between in the match? That'd be great. Every stock?
No, you can just tag them out.
Or tag them out, like you said. Yeah.
What? Do your characters get meters and you can use just final smashes and shit like that?
That would be cool too, man.
Oh, no. Now we're getting carried away.
What? That was a Marvel joke.
Let's do something, Sakura would actually think.
Wait, Ricky, what did you say in the response to that? Because I remember reading your response and thinking that was kind of cool.
What was the email again?
The question about the new modes or whatever, like the Target Smash and Home Run Contest. You said something about like soccer, didn't you?
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Yeah. I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, right.
yeah, so like back in Brawl, when they had modded it, they formed like this little mini game soccer thing where like you had two goalposts made from, you know, one of the little components from the stage builder, and then like basically you would kick the soccer ball into one of those goalposts.
Go outside.
Yeah, go to the outhouse, you know.
Go outside.
Grab the magazine.
Drop your mic under your desk.
Man, he keeps dropping.
Get quieter and quieter.
You keep going in and out, man. I think you're hitting like a volume button or something.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm like,
now I hear you perfectly.
Because it's in my esophagus right now. Okay? Okay. Okay. If you guys can hear me.
Yes. So hurry up before it runs outside again. Finish up what you were saying about soccer.
So the soccer thing is an awesome idea. Like they even had like a little mini game about that in Rayman Brawl. Legends.
Oh.
So like it looks pretty dope there. If they put that in Brawl, it'd be pretty fun.
Okay.
So why don't you just make it Super Smash Party?
Alright.
None of us want that. Let's move on before there is I'm gonna ask this guy's second question because I thought it was funny. And you only get a one-word response. You can only, don't go into it. Okay. But his second question was just completely out of nowhere. And he just says, if you could pick one celebrity to be a stage hazard in a stage, who would it be and what would they do? one celebrity.
Oh, I have so many fucking responses.
No, just say Lohan. Just say one. I'm limiting you.
Lindsay Lohan.
Okay. Coast?
What would her ability be?
No. One word. Coast, give a celebrity name so you can move on.
Gary Busey.
What? Shofu. What is going on? All right, Ricky, come on.
Wait, what did I miss? I wasn't here. Somebody knocked on my door.
Okay, just give the name of one celebrity. Any celebrity. It could be any celebrity that you'd throw in the background of a Smash Brothers stage.
Can we? No, I'm not answering that garbage question.
Ricky, why would you say Rick? Didn't you say like Ryan Gosling or something?
Rick James.
Oh, I forgot. I said that. Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Okay, done. No more. Okay, Shofu said Rick James. I'm gonna say Miley Cyrus, so you could smash her off the stage.
All right, so
the next question. That's it. The next question, because she needs to get like that. She keeps putting her tongue out. Someone needs to just like.
See, why did smash you get a chance to explain yourself?
Because I'm moving out of the.
Yeah, next yo, what the hell?
All right. Explain yourself.
I quit.
Right. There you go. Explain yourself, then.
Oh my lord!
The takeover.
No, it's not that he wanted to explain himself. It's just that he didn't want to be. He wanted his freedom. He took his freedom away.
My freedom's gone now, man.
Not hello? All right, let's move on to the next question.
Yeah.
All right, so the next question was from Obi, and he says, since there's been no Kirby game for the Wii U or 3DS announced, what kind of Kirby stage character bosses do you want to see? I, for one, would love to have Rainbow Root from Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, or Necrodeos from Mass Attack. So, yeah, what Kirby things do you want to see in the next Smash Brothers?
Dream Land 64.
Yeah, me too, man.
That's the only Kirby game that I really
Fountain know. Of Dreams.
And the last Kirby game was pretty good, I think. I thought.
What one? The Return to Dreamland?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe fighting on that boat would be cool or something.
On the spaceship or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. I kind of want to see just a costume for Meta Knight to get the Galactinite thing. I thought that was always looking cool. So I'd want to see that.
No, that's going to be the new character, and he's going to be OP.
Oh, God. Don't even All say right. that. Because if you say it, it's going to happen. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. Dreamland 64, like you said. I want that. I don't think there's really anything. Oh, actually, no. Ricky, didn't you say there was like a boss or something?
For what? What are we talking
for the Kirby stuff. Wasn't there like a boss you wanted?
The cloud with the spikes and the eye. Krakow.
Okay.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. We'll do that.
He's classic.
Why make him a boss or something in adventure mode?
Yeah, so you jump on him, you
why him and not Zero or something, though? Whatever.
I think, because like you said, he's a classic. He's like a classic character.
So is Zero 2.
Oh, Zero 2. Yeah, but they had his music in Brawl already. I don't think they'd bring him back. And on top of that, I always liked Zero 2 because he was the only Kirby character that ever bled.
All this potential wasted on Brawl.
Yeah, man.
Wow. I like Brawl.
No, nice. I like Brawl too, but I was talking about the
I'm boss. Talking to Zev.
I like Brawl. I like Brawl after I drink vodka or something, maybe. But.
I bet.
So harsh. So cruel.
There you go. All right. So let's move on to the last question of these listener questions, because I actually think this last question is good.
Which one are you going to choose? Because there's this one guy who put, like, a lot of effort. He wrote his own manual. All
right. Well, you can give him a shout-out right now. Give him a shout-out.
Mr. Anderson is his name.
Okay.
And he had like this whole system for how he wanted basically them to implement like an experience bar. And which one are you going to read, Roger?
I was going to do the one about what would make a certain character viable. Like what tweaks would make to a character to make them viable. I think that's actually a good question.
Ricky, come back from outside. It's not time.
Okay. Are we here?
Yeah.
But read your question. Let's see where it takes.
All right, cool. But you should totally talk about that Mr. Anderson one. I think it's good. All right, so now I lost. Okay, here it is. So it's from Elvin Rivera, and he said, first of all, you guys are the best podcast. I've heard each of them like 5 times. Question.
Hello?
What tweaks, changes are necessary for any character? Example, what does Ganondorf, Link, etc. need in order to be viable? Thanks again. Love the podcast.
Just go play basically melee and come back to Brawl, and then you'll see.
No, like, wait, what do
to,
you, what?
To be, is it to be top tier, or is it just to be good?
I think to be viable, yeah. I mean, not necessarily top tier, but just to be good. Like, where you could play with them and not have to worry about being terrible.
Link, I could say the same thing Shofu did, but I could say, go play Project M, pick a character that's really bad in Brawl or Melee, and then you answered your question.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Not Melee, Project M.
I mean, you could do that, too.
Okay, Link's recovery needs to not be garbage. Ganondorf needs to be a tad faster, I think.
It all depends.
Ganondorf needs more than one move.
Ganondorf needs to not... Yeah, he needs to not be a Falcon clone. They need to, like, do something with him. I don't know. Who else? I'm trying to think of other characters. Because I feel like people, even if they're low-tier characters, we talked about this, I feel like people will make strategies and make characters good if they really put the time in. Like, so long as people like Gimpyfish exist, we're going to get people who play Bowser well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know who I would change. And on top of that, it seems like the characters that need the changes in certain areas have been getting the changes that they need. So, like, you look at Pit, he's getting the new special moves that aren't spammable, so it seems right now. Bowser's getting, like, good smash attacks in the air, good aerials, things like that. So, yeah, I mean, they're the only ones I could really think of. But if you guys know of any other ones.
I don't know. Because bad characters, if they're good, they could be made anti-fun really easily, like Jigglypuff and Melee.
Well, Jigglypuff... Wait, what do you mean? Jigglypuff, they nerfed her in Brawl.
I know,
they should go back to the Melee Jigglypuff.
Maybe a little less.
Yeah.
Less? What? All right, so... Ricky, if you're not outside, if you're back from being outside again, do you want to read that Mr. Anderson thing?
He's outside.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Anderson, but Ricky would rather go play soccer.
can you guys not hear me?
No, we really can't. Ricky, I don't know where you're going. I don't know what you're doing. Keep the microphone next to your mouth and just keep talking.
Okay, put it in your trachea.
It's in my rectum at this point.
Rectum?
Oh, God.
Maybe that's why.
That's the problem, then.
Says, hello... Japan Time Podcast. My best friend introduced me to you guys, and I just caught up with all of the episodes this week. I have an interesting theory on the customization speculation that was talked about in episode 2. What if there is not necessarily a character creator, but rather the ability to unlock.
Why are you reading like this?
I think he has to, otherwise he's
unlocking you. What?
Speak
in your regular voice, please, Ricky. Please.
It's like, what if there is not necessarily a character creator, but rather the ability to unlock new moves for each character in Smash that can be swapped out or even preset as different builds of the same character?
So, like. A WWE game with no character.
No. I think he means, like, you know how in Marvel you could pick your special?
Yeah.
Maybe something like that. I don't know.
Like, these... Okay, so he goes on and says, like, these moves would be unlocked by either missions or even an experience bar that fills...
Okay, so, yeah, what he means is what I said. It's, like, in the WWE games, you like, do matches and you get money and all that stuff, yeah. And... go to the shop and buy those moves and use them on your character and all that.
Okay, to add onto that idea and polish it a little bit so it's not all over the place. Like what I said with Marvel, maybe like when you pick Mario, you could pick one of his 3 specials for his up B. You could pick like Super Jump Punch or some other thing. And yeah.
I think that's a good idea, but, and this is a big but, is I feel like some moves will probably... obviously be better than other moves. Like, I feel like it's going to be hard to balance the specials to be, like, you know, to swappable. Because every character has a move that works well with the way that person plays that character. So I feel like if you give Luigi the Poltergust or something like that, if you switch out his down special to the Poltergust, right, it's going to change the way you play Luigi completely. And I think people might be able to, like, I don't want to say find ways around characters or find ways, you know, to, but I think more like find ways to exploit certain characters. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, isn't that the idea? You're supposed to be able to swap it out, and then you'll have the best, I guess, the best moveset for you. Essentially, like, if you're one of those cats who likes using the Flood because you're weird, then you'll have Flood in your arsenal. And if you don't like using it, then it's out and it's swapped out with something else Mario does in his life.
I mean, I think it's a cool concept, personally. I just feel like the balance stuff is really weird. Like, I don't know how they would balance that or how... I don't know. Like, the guy has good concepts, because I'm actually looking at the email when you were reading it, and he mentions the Poltergust moves for Luigi, Flying and Rock Pikmin, which we kind of talked about, for Olimar, Parry, the Parasol for Peach, giving Mario and Luigi, like, their hammer attacks from the Mario and Luigi games, Pit's weapons from Uprising, giving DK a barrel... Yeah, I don't know how that hasn't happened yet. How does DK not have a barrel move?
He does have a barrel move. It's just it's not like a non-final smash.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, it's shocking that Donkey Kong doesn't have a move where he throws barrels for you to, like, jump over. It seems shocking he doesn't have a move where he, like, rolls a barrel. And then on top of that, he pops out of barrels in Donkey Kong Country. Like, it does seem kind of weird.
Can't get this man projectiles.
Could you imagine Donkey Kong with projectiles? It'd be amazing.
Exactly. That's why I can't give him a projectile.
Oh, I mean, in theory, I think it's feasible. I think it's like a viable option, but like, I don't even think balancing really plays a role in it. Just because, like, whenever you implement a move with a character, like they figured it all out. Like, okay, let's take Pit, for example, because we know one of his moves got changed, right?
Two of them, actually. The uppercut arm and the Orbitar Guardian things, yeah.
Right. So, like, for some reason, if you wanted to use his old shield instead of the Orbitar, like, I think they already figured out how it was balanced in the last game, how maybe it would have worked in this one, but they just wanted to switch things up. So, like, you having the option to swap between the two, I don't really see that as being, like, a major issue.
Yeah. That's true. But then again, you know, the game's not out. So Sakurai could think of some way to, you know, throw in, like I said, barrels on Donkey Kong and then just completely break the way you play a character. And then suddenly, you know, Donkey Kong's top tier and destroying everything in the game. And you have all these other characters that have, like, swappable moves but can't beat a certain other swappable move. And especially... I feel like having the I think maybe this is what the problem is. I think maybe I found the problem is that having these moves unlocked, like having to play through single player to unlock these moves, and then to use them in a tournament, like I know some people might argue it's no different from unlocking characters, but the thing is you can unlock characters in all the Smash Brothers games just by, except for maybe the first one, just by playing matches, just by playing versus matches, you can unlock all the characters. I think having to force people to play a single-player mode to unlock these new special moves, I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
Well, he's always given us two options whenever Sakurai, you know, makes these games. It's like, oh, you can sit around and just play multiplayer matches all day, or you could go to arcade or, you know, whatever single-player mode he had in the game, and then you can unlock stuff that way. Like, in Brawl, you could either unlock characters by doing subspace, or you could do it just by playing multiplayer.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So if they were to switch those moves out, like say you'd unlock Mario's swappable special by playing Mario 12 times, you know?
Yeah.
Then that would be fine. Like that'd be fine, because then the people who are going to pick up those characters anyway will have played by that point 10, 12 matches, whatever, to become tournament viable with whatever character they want to play with, you know? So if that was the case, I would understand. But I feel like locking it behind... like some sort of weird single player thing where you have to play through to get certain, like what I mean is I wouldn't want you to have to play through a single player mode with Marth to unlock something for Bowser. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah.
I'll put you.
Yeah. All right. So do you guys want to talk about this anymore or could we just wrap this up? Cause I feel like we've talked about a lot of speculative stuff for it being a relatively quiet week.
Yeah.
All right, so the last question then, this one's from Twitter. And I wasn't going to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up. This was from our regular listener, Fangs the Wolf. Thanks for listening. He said, "Hey guys, have you seen this tweet by Sakurai yet?" So, Shofu, I am going to copy this link. I'm going to give you a link to this tweet. And basically, for you guys who are listening, Sakurai tweeted about a week ago a picture from a concert he was at. And at the concert, it was some Let's Play concert or something like that in Japan, or Press Start or something. At the concert, the composer for Xenoblade, which we talked about in the previous show, a lot of you guys who are listening have played it. That's the game Shulk comes from. The sword that Shulk uses, the Monado, was at this concert. There was a giant replica of the Monado from Xenoblade at this concert, and Sakurai took a picture, and the composer took a picture of the game, and a bunch of other people took pictures, and they retweeted it, and people were saying, is this a hint that Sakurai's giving us that a Xenoblade character is going to be in Smash Brothers? And I think no, because Sakurai even mentions don't take his tweets as hints, but what do you guys think?
I think it just took a picture because it looks cool.
Yep, that's what I think too.
Me too.
He's still a human. No relation. He doesn't just take pictures for his game.
Right, I feel like he's taking the picture specifically because he thinks it looks cool too. I don't think it means anything. So, all right, with that being said, I feel like we've covered what we can cover for this week. And even though there's been some weird stuff like Ricky ending up outside at certain points, I don't even know where Shofu is right now.
I'm right here.
Okay, so there you are. So he's still here. I feel like we covered everything there is to cover. So do you guys have anything you want to talk about, or could I wrap this up?
Shofu sucks.
All right, so I'm wrapping this up. Before I do, I just want to say shout-outs to our first two reviewers on iTunes. So thank you to Saravne and Chris Likes Turtles. So thank you so much for the five-star reviews. And for you guys who are listening, you can find the podcast on iTunes as well as on ShowTube's channel. If you just look on iTunes and type in Japan Time Podcast, you'll find us. We're the first one up. Give us five-star reviews. Give us reviews. Give us comments. Give us ratings. We like to hear from you guys. And the more subscribers that we have, the better, because we're going to try to end up on the new and noteworthy section on iTunes. So apparently one of the episodes ended up there, but I didn't see it. But someone pointed it out in the YouTube comments, but I want to be able to see it. I want something tangible. So go on, put your ratings, put your reviews. In the meantime, where can they find us until, I guess it'd be next Saturday. So it's
Jamaica.
Not this upcoming Saturday, but... What?
Jamaica, Jamaica.
All right, so I'm going to say it before Shofu says it, because he always says, I don't have a Twitter. His Twitter is @officialshofu. My Twitter is @RogersBase. Coast Twitter is CoastWank. I still can't believe that's your Twitter name. Zeph's is @TheRealZeph. Ricky Cocaine's is, of course, Ricky Cocaine's. And we'll be back in a week and a half. So until then, #ArmCannons. Good night. Thank you.
got three jobs like I'm Jamaican, though.
Okay.
I need three wives like I was Haitian, though.
Stop.
One cook, one clean, the other PMS.
Swag.